In this video, we are looking at a very practical and exciting idea. A local church can become a chaplaincy base. That means a church can become more than a place where people gather for worship. It can also become a sending, supporting, and anchoring place for a licensed chaplain practice. In other words, the church can become the home base for organized spiritual care that reaches into real needs in the community. This matters because many chaplains sense a calling, complete training, and receive recognition, but still ask an important question. Where does this ministry actually live? Where is it rooted? Who blesses it? Who knows what it is for? How is it supported? How is it kept healthy over time? A local church can answer those questions beautifully when it is willing to host chaplain ministry with clarity. When a church becomes a chaplaincy base, it does not mean the church becomes complicated or bureaucratic. It means the church recognizes that some people are called to offer organized spiritual care in specific settings and with specific people. It makes room for that calling in a wise and accountable way. For example, a church may bless a chaplain practice that serves widows, caregivers, hospital patients, grieving families, local schools, first responders, nursing homes, recovery settings, or neighborhood crisis situations. The chaplain may go out into the community, but the ministry still has a home. It is connected. It is not floating by itself. That connection matters. A church-based chaplain practice has several strengths. First, it gives the ministry spiritual grounding. The chaplain is not serving only as an individual with private good intentions. The chaplain is serving as part of a Christian ministry context shaped by prayer, scripture, worship, leadership, and the life of the church. Second, it gives the ministry accountability. Someone knows what the chaplain practice is, someone blesses it, someone can help guide it, someone can ask how it is going, what challenges are appearing, and where boundaries need to stay clear. Third, it gives the ministry credibility. When people know a chaplain practice is connected to a real church, that often builds trust. It communicates that this is not a self-invented ministry with no covering. It is a recognized expression of Christian care. Fourth, it gives the ministry support. A church may not provide everything, but it can often provide prayer, encouragement, relationships, volunteers, referral help, meeting space, follow-up support, and a place for the chaplain not to carry the ministry alone. Now, this does not mean every church must create a large formal program. Some churches begin simply, a pastor blesses the chaplain practice. A care leader stays connected. The role is clearly described. A few ministry rhythms are established. Over time, the practice becomes more organized and more useful. But simplicity still needs clarity. A church should be able to answer, what is this chaplain practice for? Who is it serving? Who oversees it? What does it do? What does it not do? How does it connect to the wider care life of the church? Without those answers, the church may love the idea but still create confusion. A chaplain practice is not just a title for one caring person. It is an organized expression of spiritual care. That is why the church should not only celebrate the chaplain's heart. It should also help define the ministry. What should a church avoid? Do not assume that a caring personality is enough. Do not bless a ministry that no one can describe. Do not leave the chaplain isolated. Do not let the role drift into counseling, crisis management, or vague caregiving without structure. Do not treat accountability as if it weakens calling. It does the opposite. Accountability strengthens calling. When a church becomes a chaplaincy base, it creates a place where calling, structure, compassion, and local mission work together. The chaplain does not lose freedom by being rooted in the church. The chaplain becomes more fruitful. A healthy local church can become the place from which spiritual care is sent, supported, clarified, and sustained.